Let's get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Gardaí are investigating the discovery of a man's body in unexplained circumstances in County Westmeath. The remains of the man in his 60s were found at a house near Milltown Pass shortly after 6 o'clock yesterday evening. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
The house where the body was found yesterday evening remains sealed off this morning, and a technical examination of the scene will now take place. The body of the man in his 60s was found at the house in Ratton near Milltown Pass at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. Gardaí say they're investigating the unexplained circumstances surrounding the man's death. A post-mortem examination is expected to take place later, and Gardaí say the results of that post-mortem examination will determine the course of this investigation. Sinead Hussey, RTÉ News, Ratton, County Westmeath.
A new survey from the Teachers Union of Ireland indicates that more than 90% of secondary schools have experienced teacher recruitment difficulties in the last 6 months. The TUI says that the impact of the accommodation crisis is having a major effect, particularly in situations where teachers are not being offered full hours contracts. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
This survey of almost 100 secondary schools was carried out by the Principal and Deputy Principals Association of the Teachers Union of Ireland. It shows that 91% of schools have experienced teacher recruitment difficulties, while 71% have advertised positions in the previous 6 months for which no teacher applied. The research highlights accommodation availability and costs as major problems. The TUI is renewing its call for new teaching recruits to be employed on permanent contracts of full hours to help address the current recruitment pressures. The Department of Education said in a statement that it runs a comprehensive programme of work to support the supply of teachers and that it will continue to develop and implement measures to address the challenges currently being faced by schools.
Data from the Banking and Payments Federation Fraud Smart campaign shows that more than €12 million was transferred illegally through so-called money mule accounts in the first 6 months of the year. The term applies to a person who transfers illegally obtained money between different payment accounts on behalf of others. The bulk of the accounts used belong to young adults, but some were as young as 15. Kate Carlin reports.
The amount of money mule accounts nearly doubled between January and June compared to the same period last year. And Gardaí say they're worried criminals will capitalise on the cost of living crisis in order to recruit people. People are often signed up through social media offering easy money for something which appears as simple as opening a new bank account on behalf of the criminal or using their bank account to lodge or transfer money. Most of the accounts belonged to people aged 18 to 24, but some accounts were held by people as young as 15. Around €4,000 was the average sum that moved through the accounts. Gardaí have warned people to be on their guard and said those found guilty face a prospect of a prison sentence and a criminal record.
The head of the World Bank has warned that it could take decades to pay off the huge debts built up by governments during the COVID pandemic. David Malpass said the after effects of untargeted spending were now being felt worldwide with higher inflation and interest rates. The Department of Transport is carrying out daily monitoring of any Russian-flagged or reflagged vessels that may attempt to enter Irish ports. The report emerged in response to queries by RTÉ News to the government about derogations being granted from EU sanctions affecting Russian shipping. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
Sanctions against Russia due to the war include a specific ban on ships registered under the Russian flag or Russian ships that have been recently reflagged from entering EU ports. In response to queries put to the Departments of Enterprise and Transport, the Transport Department said via a statement it carries out a daily monitor for any Russian-flagged or reflagged vessels coming into Irish ports. The statement does not detail how the monitoring takes place. Under sanction rules, however, Russian ships may be allowed dock here if carrying goods deemed essential to food security. The Department of Enterprise has allowed 4 derogations so far. All were for the delivery of animal feed. Separately, 2 cargo loads of fertiliser from Russia arrived in Waterford Port in the last 5 days. Fertiliser is permitted as it is also deemed essential for food security. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Department of Agriculture said the department was aware the shipments were arriving and they are a commercial matter for the importer. Joe McGrailey, RTE News.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Blustery today with sunny spells and scattered showers. Some heavy with a chance of thunderstorms. Highest temperatures 14 to 16 degrees and fresh to strong and gusty south to southwest winds. Easing later as showers become more isolated. There's a warning that southerly winds will reach gale force for a time this morning on Irish coastal waters from Fairhead to Carlingford Lough to Carnsore Point and on the Irish Sea. South to southwest winds will reach gale force or strong gale force for a time today on coasts from Loophead to Errishead to Malinhead.